Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the last time we talked to Kimberly, we sort of warned her against this. This seemed like a bad idea, man.
Yeah, because she wanted to go. She was going to go with her boyfriend to his family for Christmas. She had never met them before. So that's one piece of anxiety, is to go meet the parents for the first time. But she was going to take it a step further, or a few steps further, by proposing to him in front of the family at Christmas.
And then you've got the added stress also. He has told her before that, yeah, you know what, marriage, that doesn't really turn me on all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much into that whole institution thing.
But so she was up for the challenge.
But he didn't mean that.
Oh, come on. I mean, he meant that before.
I could change him.
Yeah,
I could
before
make him
he
different.
Met me. Sure.
And she's doing it in a backwards order. A dude is supposed to ask the girl, not the other way around.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah. It takes the fun out of it.
That's the traditional way of it, but.
I mean, I seriously know people who she has proposed to him and they've been in successful marriages. So it works. And my concern was her doing it in front of the family.
She's back. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
How are you?
I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, we all warned you against it. I mean, it seemed like a bad idea. It's Christmas morning. You haven't even hung out with the family a lot. I mean, this is the first time you are actually going to see them face to face. You got a boyfriend here that's told you that he's not really into the institution of marriage, but you were going to propose to him in front of his family.
Yeah. Well, it didn't turn out exactly as I wanted to. Christmas Eve, I think I told you guys, I wanted to ask his father for permission.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. I forgot
and,
about that.
Yeah, and he's a really great guy. And when I told him about it, he was, let's just say, a little skeptical. You know, he definitely, he likes me. He told me that he loved me and that if, you know, if and when it ever, you know, we ever did get married, he would welcome me into the family. But, you know, he said that he knew that his son had talked about not wanting to get married. You know, but he did say, you know, that his son has never been as in love with a girl or, you know, brought a girl home or talked about a girl as much as, you know, he's talked about me. So it was, I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, he's going to ask me to marry him. But I did tell him that I would sleep on it and I would think about it. And I did. You know, I went to bed that night, and in the morning, my boyfriend said to me, he's like, okay, Kim, you know, he gave me a little Christmas present, really beautiful necklace before, you know, we left to go out to open presents. And he said, don't be mad. But my dad told me what you were planning.
Oh, oh no.
Sold you out.
So I was pretty upset, you know, because I felt, oh God, you know, he ruined the surprise and everything. And he said to me, you know, he said, you know, Kim, I love you. I want to be with you. He's like, but this isn't the time or the place to do this. He was like, you know, please, you know, you know, he said, you know how I feel about getting married? He's like, I'm not, but he did say, I'm not saying that it can't happen. He's just saying not right now. And that's the first time he's ever even, like, left a wedge in there. So, you know, I was kind of figuring, okay, well, maybe he's going to ask me. So, you know, I told him, okay, you know, told him that I was upset, you know, but that I understood and I wanted to respect him and his family. Because this was the first time that, you know, we've met in person. Like I said, I've talked to his mom and dad and you know, on the phone numerous times, but this was the first time that we were ever all together. So, you know, Christmas was really beautiful. We had a really nice dinner, and everything went well, and, you know, we flew back, and I thought, okay, maybe, you know, New Year's Eve, he's going to ask me. We had a really nice dinner, you know, went dancing, had a great time. He didn't ask, and I was like, well, maybe it's not going to be tonight, but his birthday is coming up.
Oh, no.
This is like
the, we've done
another
this before.
Caller, yes.
We've done this before.
But this is different because the one we did before is where he kept promising it's coming. Or no, she said it would happen, and she just kept making up holidays.
Well, that's,
well, it's intern Jessica and Ricky's get back together day. Maybe that's when I'll get engaged.
Well, I figure if he doesn't, if nothing happens before his birthday, I'm going to present it to him on his birthday.
Oh, no, not on his birthday.
Because he said he'd bring it up, though.
Yeah, 404-741-Q100. He's telling you that he basically is saying he wants to be the one to propose. Isn't he saying that?
Yes.
He's saying this isn't the right time or right place.
And I don't think it's the right time. I think he's saying, you know, you're the one for me, but I want to wait a little bit. But it's too late because she's in I want to be bride mode. Because when women get into the I want to be a bride mode, then, and they're in a long-term relationship, every single day is the next potential day they're going to get engaged. It's not just with that last caller. I mean, we've talked to, so many listeners that the same thing, you know, that they think that every time they take a road trip, every time they go out to a nice dinner, every single time. And I don't know how you get a woman out of that.
And then you're constantly disappointed when after the road trip, there's no ring. On your anniversary night, there's no ring. It's Saturday morning and you go to breakfast for the last 5 years and there's no ring, you know. Yeah, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment, and you're pushing him into something that he's not ready for, I don't think.
Well, I mean, I don't want to deny myself, you know, so if it comes to, I mean, I'm not saying I would, you know, break up with him, but I really, really want to know.
But he told you in the beginning he wasn't one to get married, but now he's finally warming up to the idea of marriage, so let him warm up a little bit. Don't put any pressure on him, because the more you pressure him, the more he's going to not want to get married.
I don't disagree with her.
Oh, you're only saying that for shock.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Like, she wants to get married.
Right.
Okay. So she it is now clear to him that it's important to her. Like, she has thrown it out there and said it's important to her. He's got a birthday coming up. Do you say it's this month?
Yeah, it's January 18th. Okay, so it's a couple weeks away.
Too soon.
We're making a note of that date.
I certainly am.
So that's like 2 weeks from what? Yesterday. So 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
You guys are going to get married, right? Am I doing that math right? I think so.
Wow.
So 2 weeks from now, you guys are going to be together celebrating his birthday, and you are going to pull the trigger then if he doesn't?
I guess that's the way to put it, yeah.
So then,
I will be pulling the trigger, yes. I will be asking him. I mean, you know, because I don't want to, you know, I love him. I definitely, and I want to be with him. But like I said, you know, I don't want to deny myself. And I am more than willing. I mean, and I understand what you were talking about women who get into the bride mode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a big wedding. I don't want, like,
so
all of that stuff. I'd be happy just honestly, seriously, and I really mean this because I know a lot of women say this, but just going to the courthouse, you know, just even if it's just us getting married, sorry, like I said, I have a cold, even if it's just us and there's nobody else around and only we know about it, I'll sign a prenup. Like, I don't care. Like, I have my own money. I'm not looking to get married for what a lot of women fantasize about getting married. I don't want a wedding. Like, I want a marriage. Does that make sense?
Yes. How long have you been going out, and how old are you?
I'm 27, and we've been going out for, I'd say, close to 2 years now. We knew each other for about 6 months before we started dating.
Good morning. You are on Q100. Who is this? Hi, Providence.
I'm happy for Kim, but I'm nervous for Kim all at the same time. She's starting to look like a crazy now. Kim should not do this, not on his birthday. He's given her a 50-50 chance that, yes, I may want to get married, and then again, I may not. So she's in a really good situation because the thumbs are up all in her court. Like, I agree with the courthouse wedding. I just had one on Tuesday. But, Kim, do not devastate the man and embarrass him on his birthday. Don't do it, hands down. Let it go. Take it easy. Take it one day at a time. She's really rushing this. Let him propose to her. Don't mess it up, because she's going to look like a crazy. Because believe me, after Christmas, he's probably told some of his friends, like, dude, she was going to propose to me on Christmas. Like, how embarrassing is that? You're really going to look like a crazy when you propose on his birthday.
I don't think. And
he's already telling you skittish about marriage.
And I don't think he tells anyone. He's not going to tell anyone that.
I bet he did.
Who would he tell?
Like his best friend or something like that.
Oh, yeah. But, like, it's not like he's telling a whole bunch of people, like, oh, you're not going to believe this crazy girl I'm with right now.
No. I mean, this is a relationship.
Now,
it's 2 years old.
Now, the best friend is telling everybody.
Oh, the best friend.
Of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dude, you never really would happen to Bert over Christmas break.
And in some cases, I've said this before, that I'm all for, like, the psychological ultimatum in your own mind. Like, if you've been going out with somebody for 6 years and you're 30-whatever years old, and you want to get married, and he's holding on and holding on and holding on. I've said this before that I think that it's okay for you to say, look, at this point, I've got to cut loose. You don't present it to him, but in your own mind, if he doesn't propose by this date, I just can't stick around forever. But you're only going out with this guy for 2 years, and he's telling you right now, I'm into it. Just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you're forcing the issue on a guy that is skittish about being married anyway.
And he just told you this like 2 weeks ago. And you want to do it again in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jamie, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
She is going to completely scare him away. I think she's being too pushy. She needs to wait till he's ready. Just be patient. If she wants to spend the rest of her life with him, she can just wait a little bit of time until he's absolutely ready.
Because
if he waits,
the rest of my life starts right now.
And what's the rush here? Why?
There's not a rush, but I definitely want to have kids before I'm 30. Okay, and that's coming up in a couple of years.
Here comes the timetable, right?
I figure it's better for me to know now, you know, than to wait until I'm 29 and then try to find a husband and everything within a year, you know?
So what if your life plan is not what you thought it was going to be? You don't have kids at 30. You have kids at 31 or 32. Is it that big a deal?
I think it really depends, because you can't say, okay, if I'm in a relationship now and if it doesn't work out with this guy, I don't want to wait and then try to... How many women do you know that you see women with that look in their eye? Like, I want a husband and a baby. I want a husband and a baby, you know? And if we're that desperate, it's not going to happen.
You're one of those women, unfortunately. You're in a relationship now, and you want it with your boyfriend, but if you and he don't work out, you are that woman.
Yeah, hold on. There's one on call on line five.
We just can't see her crazy eyes.
Oh, that's you. You're on line five. Yeah, you're describing you.
Of course, it makes the woman sound crazy, and it is crazy. And we were just saying off air that, I mean, for women, this is how women feel growing up, and whether it's something that is natural to their estrogen or something that they just are kind of told that they're supposed to be doing. Regardless, every woman has in their mind this timetable. Everyone does, but it depends on which woman is able to let it go and not. And I'm afraid you're going to lose sight of the fact that you have a great guy who loves you, whose family loves you. This was the first time he was sending you to the family. That was a huge move for him to bring you to the holidays, you know, with his family, and that you are going to throw him away for this idea of this marriage and this baby with somebody else that just may be the right person at the right place at the right time, but not be the right person for you.
Good morning, Terry. You're on Q100. Hi.
She also needs to get herself out of this mindset, because she's going to ruin her relationship. The disappointment of sitting around and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting is going to ruin what might be the best thing that's ever happened to her. I mean, he's given ground that thing, you know, went from, well, I never want to get married, to, well, you know, maybe I can marry you. And that's a big step for a skittish guy.
And not only that, but you're ruining the experience for him also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, If you make this such an important point to where it's a drag for him and he's going to do it just to satisfy you, that's no fun for him either.
Mm-hmm. And now he knows you want to get married. He knows you want to get married. You're going to propose. So he knows. So let him do the asking. Let him be in the mindset of wanting to get married.
So let it go.
Yes.
Hey, Kimberly, let's talk to you before the weekend of the 18th, which is his birthday, right? That's when you want to propose.
On Sunday.
Let's talk to you right before that. See if your mind has changed, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And so I saw this story this morning with Britney Spears. And, you know, Britney got hurt. She got in great shape. Great shape the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
During the quote-unquote comeback,
mm-hmm.
We saw pictures of her. TMZ was camped outside of a gym, and she was busting her ass, and you see her on MTV. She looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are reports now that she just let it all go during the holidays. Just decided.
No.
You know, she's like, you know what? I've been busting my ass in the gym. I've been doing all these public appearances. I'm wearing all this and that, and I had to look them. I'm just going to let it go for the next couple of weeks. So The reports out of Hollywood now say she put on 17 pounds.
Wow.
That's what they're estimating. 17
Since
pounds.
Since when?
That is an effort.
Let's just say 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You really got to try hard.
How in the world do you,
you really got to try hard?
In 2 weeks.
So let's say Hollywood overestimates everything. So let's say she put on 10 in 2 weeks. I mean, I guess that can be done.
Can it?
Here's what I want to ask you guys listening right now. And I really don't think we're going to get any calls on it because I know how sensitive women are about talking about their weight. I'm curious if there are any women listening right now that were approaching 2009 and your New Year's resolution was to lose weight. And you're coming up on the new year and you're like, screw it. Because I know I'm going to start hitting the gym and busting my ass on January 1st. So here's what I'm going to do for the next 4 weeks or whatever it was. I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to eat and then I'm going to eat. And then I'm going to eat again, and then in between eating, I'm going to eat. And then I'm going to eat one more time before I eat. And you put on weight before January 1st. I want to know, in December, how much weight you put on purposely before you started your New Year's resolution of losing weight.
I think you'll get calls. Now,
you have to tell us the exact amount of weight that you put on.
Now,
in a couple of weeks.
So, so the result, whatever the result was. So, like... So it wasn't you were purposely had a set goal that you were going to put on.
No. Just... I don't think women. I think a guy would do that. Like a guy would say, I'm going to put 44 pounds on.
Right.
But a woman, I think, would just say, you know what?
Screw it.
And the result might have been shocking to you that you could put that kind of weight on in 3 or 4 weeks, but you still put the weight on.
I don't know if I could do that.
Like then, 17 pounds.
That's harder to lose. 17.
Well, isn't that like a two-year-old?
Again, Hollywood says 17, so let's say it's 10. I mean, on her small frame, 10 pounds, that's tough to put on and take off.
Well, she completely stopped working out, decided to eat whatever she wanted.
She
I could see how it would reverse. I mean, how she would put on weight. But, yeah, no, I definitely. I'm sure there's plenty of people who've done that. It's just confessing the amount.
That's what I thought would keep women from calling and saying, yes, I put on this much weight.
Right.
Hey, Megan, good morning.
Morning.
You're willing to confess.
It's the new year.
You need a voice disguise or a fake name or anything, Megan?
No.
Okay.
No.
How much?
12 pounds. I gave myself 15, but I made it to 12.
And you started your non-diet when?
Right after Thanksgiving.
So about a month.
About a month, yeah.
So 12 pounds in a month.
And
okay.
You said... And did you have the same mentality that come January 1st, you were going to start dieting and you had this New Year's resolution? So, whatever. For December, I'll just give myself a break?
Sure. I mean, who cares? Drink it up, eat it up, whatever. I can get my hands.
Okay. What was your biggest, I don't want to say weakness because that implies that you weren't open to it.
Totally intentional. Totally.
Yeah. So, what was your biggest, here's the word, what's your biggest indulgence?
Wine, alcohol, and anything chocolate.
Anything
and
sweet.
I never, ever do dessert, ever.
And you did?
Yep.
What was the best dessert you had in December?
Oh, my God. I don't know where to start.
The second week.
I think because I don't do dessert that anything, I mean, it could be a chocolate-covered cracker, and I was like, wow.
You didn't care. So now looking back at it, are you glad you gave yourself the reprieve and just decided to eat whatever you want? Or are you sort of bummed that you have to take this weight off now?
I'm really okay because I'm usually pretty good throughout the year. And then I'm like, what the hell? It's December. Who cares? Let's just do it. And I did for me and five other people.
That's great.
All right, that's just where we're going to start right there. We're gonna get higher numbers than that.
Really?
Good morning, Catherine. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I guess I started in Thanksgiving. I love the holidays. And so it wasn't because I was starting necessarily a diet. I just, like, Christmas is kind of, I guess, my weakness. I want, you know, to feel, all Christmassy and drink hot chocolate and all that stuff. And my fiance now proposed to me over Christmas and took me on vacation. And for about 2 weeks, I ate whatever I wanted. And we drank at every meal, and I had whatever I wanted, and put on about 15 pounds from Thanksgiving until now.
15 pounds.
So, wasn't because I was going on a diet or anything like that, but now it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. It was really the alcohol that I guess kind of did me in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there any point at all where you remember over that month saying to yourself, screw it? Like, it was in front of you and you're like, ah, screw it, I'm just going to drink it, or I'm just going to eat it anyway.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, most of the time, I mean, you know, it's my boyfriend and, you know, you don't want to really, like, have green bean casserole and go back for a second helping, but it was like, oh, he loves me no matter what now, so let's have another helping, so.
That's amazing. Here anyways.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. All right, the weight to beat right now is 15 pounds.
I put on 20. Actually, it was 24 because I was at Thanksgiving. I was 185, and Monday morning I was 209.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean you.
Yeah, but I've lost 7 pounds since yesterday. I'm back to doing boot camp. I had lost 85 pounds last year. Went home, saw everybody, and pigged out for Christmas when I came back.
You know, I can almost understand it. Like, if you lose that much weight in a year, mm-hmm. I can understand at the end of the year how you're just like, you know what? Every second of my life has been consumed by my diet for 11 months. I'm going to give myself 4 weeks just to let it go.
Yep. So now I have to lose the 20 I put on plus another 20 by March 4th, my 40th birthday.
Wow. All right, thank you for calling. We can do better than that, though.
Do you want to give us your car to make sure you do that?
Hey, Terry, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Woo, goodness. I have to confess that I gained 25 pounds. I knew that in January I was going to start working out because I made it to 40 years old and never set foot on the beach. And I figured, okay, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. And, oh, my gosh, I kind of overdid it.
25 pounds from Thanksgiving until New Year?
Hello?
Hello?
You're still
25
there?
Pounds? Okay, I couldn't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. 25 pounds from Thanksgiving to New Year?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you have a donut in your ear.
You really tried hard. You really, really tried.
Now, I think, like, I'm like the last lady. Anything that was covered in chocolate, I was eating it.
That's so funny.
Now, what did
I tried to talk my mother-in-law to chocolate cover the turkey. No, I'm just kidding. But I did eat a whole lot, and I figure, okay, I'm going to get this out of the way because I'm going to work really hard and try to lose this and maybe even a little more so that I can look sexy on the beach.
And
you know,
did you say that you've never been to the beach before?
I have never been to the beach.
So this is going to be the first year you're going to the beach. So you thought, okay.
My husband promised me that I was going to make it to the beach this year because we just recently moved here to Georgia. And, you know, and what's crazy is I spent most of my life in Texas, but I never got a chance to, you know, go down to Corpus Christi or, you know, Galveston or any of those places down there.
So you put the weight on just to take it off so you could walk on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Got to look sexy for my baby.
Good for you. All right. And then there's Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
I'm ashamed. I've topped out all these other women. I gained 28 pounds from December 1st.
28 pounds from December 1st.
I was already a big girl. And about October, I decided, okay, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to go back on a diet. I've lost weight before. Mm-hmm. And I decided I'm going to go back on a diet. But literally from December 1st till yesterday was the start of my diet. I ate everything in sight.
Was it just constantly?
Chocolate cake. Oh, my God, chocolate cake with yellow cake with chocolate icing. That was my favorite.
28 pounds in 4 weeks is really working hard.
It was not hard work at all. It was pure pleasure. I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say you enjoyed that holiday.
I love food. I'm a Southern girl. My whole family cooks. We love to bake, cook, whatever. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm hating it now, but you know what? I've done it twice before. I've lost weight and got pregnant. So I'm not pregnant now, but I'm going to lose weight and I'm not going to get pregnant. But I'm going to lose it again. I can. I know I can. I have the willpower to do it. I just have to put my mind to it and I have to prep myself for it. And my way of prepping myself for it is eating whatever I want, whenever I want.
Good for you, girl. 28 pounds. We can't beat that.
Enjoy the holiday.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.